6:31. It's Thursday morning with the Musers. Here in 10 minutes, a Deep Throat informant talking about UFOs. And then at 6:55, we'll get into the one question that surrounds the Mavericks this year, win or lose after every single game. But right now, it's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by A No. 1 Air.
Thank you, Miller Man. Well, we have done it again. The show has made history. I cannot believe the week we are having. Yesterday, we made history once again as we became the first sports show in America to ever broadcast live while mall walking.
Unbelievable.
Courage.
We did this during Gordo's Corner. Indeed, we did it the whole 9 o'clock hour. Giorgio and I went out there, put on the headsets, walked for America and the children while wearing a headset of justice.
Well, that technology is game-changing.
Yeah, I'm very surprised reporting. That it sounded as good as it did,
yeah.
As I heard the replay. Do we have any footage from yesterday, Jared, just offhand? Probably don't have any footage.
Or audio?
Yeah.
I think we've got footage here. You can see it right up on the big screen right there.
Oh, look at there. Wow.
There we are.
Look at that high down. Yeah. Oh, that looks like, is that Fox and Friends? That's Fox and Friends talking about it right now. So much courage on display. And there is a dedicated group of P1s who have shown up every morning at 10:30 after the show when Giorgio and I head down to North Park Center and mall walk for awareness.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people were asking me yesterday, why are they mall walking? Would you like to reset the whole premise?
I would, Craig, and thank you so much for that setup. Yes, we are mall walking for awareness. It's called the Awareness Campaign, and we have a GoFundMe page set up. Probably do a Google search for the Awareness Campaign, GoFundMe. I've also tweeted a link to this on my Twitter account. Gordon Keith is my Twitter name. So you can go there and see what this campaign is all about. But I'll give it to you in a nutshell. We are raising awareness for other awarenesses of great causes of America.
Yes.
And so a lot of people raise awareness for this disease, that disease, but no one's raising awareness for awareness itself. And that's where this show steps in.
And even before that, this idea happened organically when you all were talking about New Year's resolutions and maybe starting a daily exercise program.
Right.
Doing something to bond, and it just turned into the two of you mall walking every day after work.
Yeah, it started as an on-air taunt. When I was taunting Giorgio saying, hey, we ought to become mall walkers. And we laughed about the idea of us out there and track suits and Velcro shoes holding 1 pound hand weights and walking around the mall with all the other blue hairs. And then I said, you know what? It's time to put our money where our mouth is. And I challenged Giorgio to take up the baton of Velcro shoes and walk with me. And he said, you know what? Gordo, I'll do it. I'll do it.
And the result has been the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
It's been unbelievable. And you weren't able to cover it yesterday in person, Craig, as you have the first 2 days, because you had to be back here at the mothership to traffic cop us as we broadcast live. There was no way we could do a full broadcast while walking. We needed someone back here, and you were that man.
Right. Mainly because we didn't trust our technology.
Yeah, we didn't think it'd work. Yeah.
But also because I'm kind of in charge of the whole thing.
Not in charge of any of it.
I needed to kind of run it here from the mothership.
And P1s need to stop jumping on that whole bandwagon and talking about how Junior is thanking Junior for organizing this.
Yes. P1s, you're welcome. I'm just doing my job. But again, don't put the spotlight on me. It's about these two guys.
He's the only man that grabs the spotlight to shine it right in his face to tell us, please put the spotlight somewhere else. So, how much have we raised towards our $5,000 goal for the awareness campaign?
I think I'm going to cry.
We are now $1,251 into our $5,000 goal.
While we are raising at this rate, a couple of $100 a day. That is
right.
Amazing.
Yeah. Thanks to the 86 P1s who have donated. The latest donations came in from, Marge Schwimdidler donated $5 7 hours ago.
That was nice of Marge.
8 hours ago, the Ticket Mouse gave $13.
Very nice.
Rosie, the Marathoner's P1 husband, gave us $13. Now, Rosie is the girl who, the woman who is kept up at the front of the line. Matter of fact, I think she may have won yesterday's stage if I didn't. It was unclear as we battled towards that the finish line.
Yeah, how did it end? Because when we left you during crosstalk at 10 o'clock, you guys were still walking.
Yeah, thank you for knowing that.
It was taking its toll. Day three was catching up.
Oh, yeah.
It was. And I think we all did 5 laps yesterday, didn't we, Giorgio?
Yeah.
Right.
We made it to 5.
Because I stopped at 5, and then everyone else was there, and so we all did 5. That's pretty darn good. Mm-hmm. That's been an improvement every single day. And so I think that works out to about 3 miles yesterday.
Pretty nice little walk. Pretty nice little walk.
Pretty nice little walk. It may have been longer than 3 miles. We did it in 43 minutes. That's how long it took to go 5 times around North Park.
Could the two of you have ever dreamed of a day back on Monday when you could only do 30 minutes that one day you'd be doing 45 minutes?
43 minutes.
43
yes,
minutes.
I
could you have
saying.
Dreamed
no,
this?
That was yeah, so I, far I out of our imagination.
Tough, yeah.
It was so impossible to even project into the future that much. But yeah, we've done it. And how are you feeling, Giorgio? It's time to do a health check.
Mentally or physically?
Do you remember what George said yesterday? I've been laughing about this, and somebody, P1, quoted it on Twitter. You saying how you felt. You said the first day you felt great. Mm-hmm. The second day you felt like...
fart.
Which, that sentence has confused me so much in the past 24 hours. Yeah, you said the second day you felt like that, and then the third day you still felt like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, how are you feeling both physically and mentally?
I'm feeling fine physically. I mean, my knee hurts, but no big deal. Because I'm one of the toughest individuals in North America.
Whoa.
But mentally... I'm about fried.
I'm
still steamed from yesterday. We almost had an all-out brawl at the mall yesterday.
Over what?
Over
I didn't hear about this.
You and your pace. That's what.
This is what the Musers Mall walk is turning into. Hi, I'm Gordon Keith. Watch how fast I can walk. No one gives an S, so slow your mother Hubbard butt down.
Gosh. Some of that language.
Yes. Yes, we were trying to broadcast yesterday. It doesn't matter how fast we're going.
We did.
The point is to broadcast, to have fun with the P1s.
Slowed it down considerably yesterday.
Only because I threw the headsets on Gene. Otherwise, we would have just been breathing hard. And hey, listen how fast we're going now.
What?
Boy, the bonding that we hoped would happen between George and Gordon.
Bonding
is clearly not happening.
No.
No. This mall walking has caused a tremendous rift. This bonding has caused a tremendous rift in the show. Yeah, Gene, the 71-year-old P1, was out there, and we interviewed... Is that your imitation of Gene?
No, I said, oh, yeah.
No, he said, Gene. Oh, yeah.
He's made it every day, God bless him.
I know.
Every single day, Giorgio.
I know, he's great. Yesterday, wearing the Cole Beasley uniform.
And he's walked. He has made
it in great shape.
The full distance with us.
Mm-hmm.
At that incredible pace that Rosie is setting. I don't have anything to do with it. It's Rosie, and I'm just trying to follow her. So we're doing it again today at 10:15.
And we're going to taper today because we've been going really tough these last couple of days.
He's proposing that we taper today.
And we got a meeting today.
Hold on. You don't taper during an event.
Right.
You taper.
After you cross the finish line, you slow down and let it
down. You taper leading up to an event so that you're fresh for
which
the
clearly
event.
Gordon is training for. So we'll taper today and then maybe
this
we'll
is
win
the big
Saturday.
Event. This is the
this
big
is
event.
It. This is huge, Giorgio. And I'm the only guy in yellow that's won every single stage, and
not a race.
I may get to it's a multi-stage
race. Well, if it's
race.
A race, let's just run today, then.
That's
just run around
you can do that if
effing
you want.
Mall, then,
you
if we're going to do that.
But you will be disqualified because it is a mall walk.
Yeah, everybody needs to walk to maintain the spirit and integrity of the event that I'm kind of in charge of.
You're not in charge of anything, but... But I think this has been very good because yesterday morning, my foot hurt pretty considerably, my right foot, for whatever reason. Today, it feels much better. And I feel my body adapting to this strenuous schedule, and I feel myself getting stronger. I started off this event with the strength of 10 men, and now I have the strength of at least 17 men.
You know, I'm happy to hear this, and that was going to be my question for you guys. Now, after 3 days of this, is there a part of you that is thinking... hey, this is actually kind of good for me, and it's a good release after work, and maybe I'll continue this even longer than a week. Maybe,
absolutely.
Maybe this is part of a routine.
It's absolutely occurred to me. And I challenge Giorgio to another week of mall walk.
You can challenge all you want.
Challenge.
But after Friday, your ass won't see me outside of 5:30 to 10.
Gosh.
Golly. I guess we just got George's answer as to whether it's
if,
a routine.
If you want to think about it for a longer time.
You can take your foot, your mall walking shoes, your sweats, and anything else you got.
So you're not enjoying it?
Put it where the sun doesn't shine.
You're not enjoying this?
Oh, I'm enjoying talking to the P1s.
Exercise is supposed to make you more calm and peaceful and and agreeable.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a horrible comeback.
All right, so P1s, if you want to join them today, it starts at 10:15 in front of the Peloton store. Today is day 4. They'll walk for 45 minutes until 11.
Taper day.
They got to leave at 11 to get back for our important staff meeting. We've been told by our boss if they're not here at 11:30, the whole thing implodes.
I think we get shot if we're not back here. Yeah.
And big news today, a major television network affiliate is going to be there to cover the proceedings.
Oh, it's amazing.
So today's event will partially be televised by a major television network local affiliate.